Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's a discussion of the latest entertainment news and celebrity gossip that go beyond the headlines. Welcome to Daily Pop, the podcast edition.
We have a monster show for you, from Kelly and Ryan to Ciara and Russell Wilson. We will be grading the best celebrity Halloween costumes. Plus, Jen Aniston and Reese Witherspoon are going to be turning the tables on Gayle King, and they'll put her in the hot seat. We'll check out that interview. And Jada, speaking out on dealing with narcissism in Hollywood. But can narcissism ever be a good thing? I kind of like it. My work here is done. Take it away. Look at you all.
Thank you so much, Jason. What are you dressed up as?
I'm Ryan Seacrest.
You look fabulous.
Both of you almost fell on the carpet, and that would have been even better, but I'm glad you're safe, okay?
We made it.
God bless.
Thank you so much.
Happy Halloween.
See you tonight.
Thank you. Okay, all right.
This is going to be a huge show, you guys. Now that you've seen our costumes, mm-hmm. we have to show you our set. Did you guys get a chance to look at this set? It's beautiful. I'm very excited. It doesn't even feel like Daily Pop.
It feels
like a spooky, creepy atmosphere.
It looks
I love
so good. There's a lot of there's a skull back there. I don't even know if you can see the skull.
No, there is a
real human skull.
There is a cat skeleton back there, which I don't like at all. But anyway.
All right, now we're going to talk about some of the other morning shows on. Okay, so Live with Kelly and Ryan. They dressed up as a viral moments from this past year. They were Old Town Road. Oh, that's so cute.
Oh, nice.
They had a little baby shark. Cute. And later they did Barbie and
so
Ken.
Many guys, our costume, our stylists and makeup people had such like we trying to do us in time for this morning. For them, for all the costume changes
yes.
that everybody did. Good morning, America.
Oh my goodness. They had to wake up and 2 a.m. I would only
no,
imagine.
No, I mean Good Morning America.
Yes. Good Morning America tackled the 70s and 80s. Robin Roberts was Donna Summer. Lara Spencer was Liza Minnelli. Ginger Z was Olivia Newton-John. They had the Bee Gees, Sunny and Cher. They had so much going on. Today Show, they channeled iconic dance moves. Hoda was Tony.
It's Hody today.
From Saturday Night Fever. Okay, then we had Jenna Bush Hager and Willie Geist. They were Baby and Johnny from Dirty Dancing. Savannah Guthrie and Carson Daly took Grease on. Then Al Roker was Carlton from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I like that they did it in theme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody was dancing, actually, this morning on the shows. We noticed that earlier. Like, yeah. Every single person, they'd choreographed whole dance routines. I feel like We
had a routine, it just wasn't caught on camera.
That's right.
Yeah, we did it. We did it off stage.
Out of all those, did you have a favorite?
I like what Ryan and Kelly were doing.
I like the
viral moments. Those were really fun. I mean, no disrespect towards anybody else's costumes, but yeah, I think that was my favorite.
I didn't love,
I like the viral moments because the other ones are just, you know, 70s and 80s. It's like kind of old school. Those have been seen a bunch of times. These are fresh this year.
I always like an interpretation on something that's current,
yeah.
right? Like, I wanted to do the Popeye sexy chicken sandwich costume, but everybody was, like, really nervous about the amount of leg that I would be
it
showing.
Would have been a lot of leg.
I was a little concerned
about
it.
I mean, well, we've
like
seen you strip a few times
that's,
on air,
yeah,
so
that's
I
true,
really...
That's true.
Bit of leg.
Yeah, I like it when it's like a clever take on something that's current.
Yeah. Can I tell you guys something? I'm kind of freaking myself out, okay? Like, this, when I look, I'm like, who is that? Speaking of
You look more, great. I mean, you look great. Awesome.
I wouldn't go with great. Thank you. No. I would go with different.
Are you uncomfortable?
I'm very uncomfortable. I'm very uncomfortable. I'm trying to own it, though. Okay, yeah. Speaking of morning shows, the stars of the morning show, Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon, were turning the interview table on Gayle King. So now we know why Gayle is so on top of it all when it comes to CBS This Morning. Watch this.
Did you ever unplug from the news cycle?
No.
Never?
No.
How can you?
I have a TV in every single room of my house. No, no. I love the news.
And when you're not actually at the station, how do you get your news?
Phone, newspaper, because you can get everything online, as you know.
Wow. Having TVs in every room, plus then checking the mobile device at the ready, is that extreme?
Hold on a second. Let me just check my phone real quick.
So I really relate to this. I have rolling news on from the moment I get in my house to when I go to bed. And And I tend to, there's something comforting. It might be because I live alone. Like, I actually wonder if it's because I'm lonely. But, like, I'll have it on all the time. I have an Echo show so that I can watch television when I'm in the bath, news in the bath. Mm-hmm. I now have an Amazon Alexa that's near my shower because I now take showers more. That's on, like, doesn't have to be plugged in so that I can have NPR and stuff on while I shower. So I actually.
Do you like silence ever?
I mean, I love having music on too, or audiobooks. No,
you just don't want to hear the sound of your own thoughts.
I love silence. Like, when I get home, I will eventually turn on the TV, but it takes hours for me to want to do that. I think it's because I'm very plugged in. I'm watching things. I'm always looking at the news the whole time at work. And so when I get home, I want to unplug.
I just love learning. But even like I swear I'm not being paid by Amazon. I have an Alexa in every room to the point that this morning I listened to news when I had a shower. Then I walked to my bedroom. I was like, Alexa, what's the weather going to be today? Then I walked into where my clothes are, and I was like, Alexa, is it gonna rain? Like,
I'm constant. Like that one movie too.
All I'm doing is talking.
Her. Sounds like her.
It sounds like her. It
are
sounds
you
like
sure Alexa's not becoming
needs a real life
girlfriend.
All I do is talk to my electronic devices all
you?
The time. I do say
do you
thank
say
you.
I love you.
I don't, but last night.
I love how she just stopped and think about it, though.
Last night, I said, can you set, Alexa, please set my alarm for 5:40 a.m., because that's what time I got up this morning. And then Alexa said, do you want a sound to go to sleep to and put on some, like, beach, like, sea sounds?
I like being plugged in. I like being connected, but I can't have something on all the time, especially with kids, because it's hard to have, you know, your full attention on the TV and your full attention on the kid. Like, our kids are at that stage now where we've got to make sure that they're not yanking stuff down on top of their heads. So
Right. When
I am plugged in, I need to find the things that are the most efficient. I can't really worry about, like, being plugged in 24/7. I have to give it, you know, an hour or 25 minutes on my way to work, but it has to be the most efficient time spent, right?
Yeah.
Like, I can't listen to a thing that's got a lot of meandering in it.
Yeah,
it's got to get right to the point.
To be real, if I have the TV on and Chase sees it, then it's constantly like, Mickey, Mickey, Mickey.
Yeah,
I'm like, no. Mom's trying to watch her own thing, okay? Let me watch a little Real Housewives for 5 seconds.
My daughter loves the weather map. When the weather map comes on the morning news, she just, like, points at the map.
Isobars are great.
Yeah.
All right, moving on now to Jada Pinkett Smith. So Jada is opening up about all the narcissists in Hollywood. Okay, Jada invited a renowned psychologist to discuss the narcissism epidemic on the most recent episode of Red Table Talk. Here's what Jada had to say about some of the people she's dealt with in the industry.
In this industry, you come across all kinds of narcissists.
Were you ever hurt?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Big time. Big time, devastated, because you bring people into your inner sanctum. They make you believe that they're one thing.
Yeah.
And then something happens, and then you realize they are something completely and utterly different, you know? And it can be very painful and dangerous.
Oof. The psychologist also said that people pleasers are very vulnerable to narcissists because they want to fix them. I believe that 100%.
Yeah, I think that being, I mean, obviously, we were talking about this on Live for Me, being a narcissist is a diagnosable disorder. But being a people pleaser, a lot of people see themselves as being a people pleaser. Either one of those ends of those spectrum are probably not great. Probably the ideal, I would imagine, is probably somewhere in between, you know, mm-hmm. like wanting to watch Balanced. Out for yourself, wanting to help other people and make sure that other people are good, but at the same time, knowing when you've hit your limit. Yeah.
But narcissism is different from just being selfish, right? Yes. Narcissism is when you actually, real narcissism, malignant narcissism is when you actually cannot be empathetic in any way.
Yeah, like you're incapable of.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a scary way to be. Well, speaking of narcissists, there was this new research study from the UK that says narcissists might make other people miserable, but they make themselves pretty happy. Science says narcissists are often less stressed. They have a mental toughness that helps them survive rejection and disappointment. Their self-confidence and self-importance also help protect them from feeling bad about any emotional damage they may cause others. Ooh, I don't think that's a great thing. But they're part of those elements that sound kind of nice.
But you don't want to be a narcissist, yeah. even if it means it's going to protect you from being hurt in the future, because you can't tell yourself to not have feelings for that. You either are human and have feelings or you don't. Mm-hmm. I totally see this. There are, if you're not going to feel guilt, not going to feel shame, not going to think, oh gosh, I wish I'd have said thank you for this or not, you would be a bit happier, right? You're just caught up in your own life and you're not giving... I was going to say something French. I was going to swear. You're not caring about other people, and that would make you happier because you don't care about anybody else. Yeah. But that's a terrible way to live.
Yeah, it's just like a different worldview where you are at the center of it and nothing else really matters. So yeah, of course you're going to be happy.
Narcissists are happy.
Yeah, but it's objectively not a great place to be. Because if I'm the narcissist and it's all about me, then it's going to make you guys miserable.
True. I miss
you guys.
Yeah.
This is
every day.
Yeah.
It may happen.
It might. It might happen today.
It could.
Tune in.
So far I'm feeling nice, even though I'm Maleficent. Coming up, trick or treat. No, sorry. Trick or tweet. Let us know your thoughts on our top stories using hashtag Daily Pop. We're going to dig into the cauldron of conundrums and discuss some devilish Ooh. Dilemmas. But first, we asked to see your pets in costume, and you delivered. Check them out.
Cool.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, we teased our costumes on social this morning. Some of you guessed that Mel was going as Twiggy or Miranda Priestly from The Devil Wears Prada.
Which happened to be the film that led into Daily Pop this morning. It was perfect. E-programming did it on purpose, I swear.
That's how it all worked out. And Rebecca says, no way, I'm dressing as Maleficent too.
Cool.
Awesome. We're twinsies today. I'm sure we're not the only two people as well. Okay, we are leaving some of our topics of discussion up to chance today. Please meet the cauldron of conundrums.
Ooh,
there are
spooky.
A couple of Halloween-related topics in this cauldron. We're going to pick them out and quickly discuss.
Oh,
now,
gosh.
Ms. Wintour, you are up first.
I'm actually a bit scared because we were told not to touch the dry ice. Okay, here. Question, do you hand out candy or leave it in a bowl at the door?
Hand it out.
When I'm going to be trick-or-treating with Chase, I will leave it out, but then I will come home and I will hand it out.
So when I get home tonight, I will turn off all my lights. I swear on my life because I'm shy. I'm a total introvert when I'm not on TV and pretend I'm not home.
Well, let that be known.
Really,
if you're going
sad.
To Robbie's house, she is home.
Is
She's just
terrible?
Hiding from you.
Well, you go.
Oh, all right. How old is too old to trick or treat? What do you think?
I think when you're getting into junior high, you can slow down on that. Unless you're taking your little sister or little brother, then I'm gonna give you some candy too.
Sure, sure.
But definitely not if you're a teenager and you show up and I'll be like, go buy some headphones.
I didn't want that awkwardness.
You won't give a teenager
who shows
up?
I would say yes because I'm weak, but I would want to say
no. I would say 14, probably too old.
Yeah.
I play tricks on people now and I'm in my 40s.
Okay.
But do you expect candy?
Yes.
What do you do if a child grabs more than one piece of candy?
Oh, let them have it.
Yeah, go with it.
I let it go.
Yeah. My wife is a little more like, after I'll let a kid take a fistful of candy, she'll be like, just let them have one. I'm like, what? I'm not going to tell an 8-year-old no.
When you run out, you run out.
Yeah, here's another one, quickly. What do you do if you and a friend show up in the same costume to a Halloween party?
Own it. Take a picture. Twinsies.
Force them to leave. Would you turn away a high schooler who showed up in costume at your door?
No, because I'm weak, but in my head I would want to, yes.
Next one.
Do you turn out the light when you run out of candy or run out to buy more? I turn out the light and when I run out of candy. I'm just done.
Lights
I'm
not out. Go That's like the more. Universal sign of like, don't come to the house.
Yeah, totally.
Lights out, right?
Turn off all outside lights.
I'll do this last one. Do you ever egg or TP a house on Halloween? No.
Have I done it? Yes.
You have?
When I was in high school,
what was the second thing?
TP, toilet paper.
Oh.
You know what TP, toilet paper?
No.
That's like when they throw in the trees. It's not nice.
You've never heard of this before?
No.
Justin Bieber's not a big fan of the egging anymore.
You've never heard of throwing toilet paper at a house?
Nope. Is this what's going to happen at my house? Because I admitted on live television that I turn out the lights.
And it is now. I'm totally against it, except I'm going to go to your house and TP.
Guys, think about the environment and the trees.
Yeah, don't do it. It's not
Climate
nice.
Change.
It's a big it's mess not the nice. Next day.
I think eggs like stain, don't they?
Yeah, don't do the eggs either. People have gotten in trouble. still ahead, Halloween is all about candy, but do you know how many calories are in those fun size treats? Yeah, we're going to break your hearts in just a little bit. But first, here's some more of your playful pets ready to trick or treat. Welcome back to our Halloween edition of Daily Pop. The most exciting part of Halloween is the treats, of course.
Yeah.
So today we are going to test our candy knowledge and play a game of Guess the Calories. I'm not real excited about this one. Just so you know, these are all based on fun size numbers.
Okay.
So the little ones. Okay, first, which popular Halloween candy contains the most calories? Whoppers, Snickers, or Milky Way?
Snickers,
yeah,
because of
Snickers.
The nuts.
I'm gonna go Snickers as well.
Yeah.
This is the peanut butter version of Snickers. Okay,
we
were all correct.
130 calories. Guys, I think we are ruining Halloween.
No, that's okay. Kids don't give a crap about calories.
Yeah.
This Halloween candy has the least calories of the bunch. Milk Duds, Skittles, or Nerds?
Nerds. Oh,
you think Nerds?
I think Nerds because they're so
Skittles.
Tiny.
Milk Duds.
Milk Duds.
Oh.
Only 40 calories?
Wow.
Good to know. I like Milk Duds. Put the following treats in order from least to greatest calories. Okay, Mel, you first.
I don't even know what to take for, oh, that's got nuts too. Least, Hershey's, least, then Mr. Goodbar, and then, no, Hershey's, Take Five, Goodbar.
Okay.
I don't know what a Take Five or a Mr. Goodbar is, so I'm gonna say Hershey's is definitely the least. And then I'll say the opposite of what Mel said.
And I'm gonna go with you, Will. I'm gonna go Hershey's, Goodbar, and Take Five, and the answer is? Hershey's Goodbar Take Five!
Yeah! It was still pretty good, though.
It's pretty good.
That's
I'm
not
getting
bad.
Hungry for some candy right
I
now.
I know.
Which of these have the most calories? The M&M Plain, the M&M Peanut, or the M&M Peanut Butter?
Peanut Butter.
The peanut butter
I'm
yeah,
gonna
sure.
go peanut butter as well. We are all wrong.
Oh, peanut! Wow.
We are all wrong. And those are your favorite, right, Tom?
Yes.
Yeah. Which two of these treats have the same amount of calories? The Butterfinger, the Payday, and the Baby Ruth? I'm gonna go the Payday and the Baby Ruth are probably the same.
Yeah, are they kind of the same thing?
One has chocolate, and the other one just has caramel and nuts, I think.
Oh,
and the answer are Butterfinger and Baby Ruth. We were all wrong again. Damn, okay. Put
Not
the following Halloween treats in order from greatest to least calories now. Greatest to least. I'll go first. I think it's Almond Joy, Raisinets, and then Jelly Beans.
It's Raisinets, Almond Joy, and then Jelly Beans.
I'd say Almond Joy, Raisinets, then Jelly Beans.
Okay, we all changed it. Almond Joy, okay.
Yeah, nailed it.
Way to go. There's a total of 50 calories in which Halloween treat? Mike and Ike, Dots, or Heath Bar?
I guess it depends on how much you eat, right?
Heath Bar.
I'm gonna say Dots.
Well, it's the fun size. I'm gonna say Mike and Ike's. Come on, Mike and Ike. Come on,
Come
Mike
on,
and
Dots.
Ike. Come on,
Come
Mike
on,
and
Dots.
Ike! Right.
Oh, come on.
Oh, one of my favorites.
We should be putting money on this.
We should have.
Okay, next one.
This is like my favorite candy. Twix fun size contains how many calories?
80. No, 110. No. 110.
You know what? I'm just for my own hopeful wishing. I'm going to go 35. 80. Let's go 35.
Are we putting money on this?
It's 35, darling.
I told you they're my favorite. I'm trying to make myself feel better. Okay, if you're looking for a Reese's with low calories, which one should you choose? The peanut butter cup or the Nutrageous?
I'm going to say the peanut butter cup.
Nutrageous.
I'm going to say the peanut butter cup.
Oh.
Damn it.
Oh my God, we are not really good at this.
All right, this is our last question, guys. Which sweet Halloween treat has a total of only 10 calories?
A wrapper?
The Twizzler. I'm going with the good old fashioned Twizzler.
Oh, this is just like our guess from nothing.
Yes.
A Tootsie Roll.
A Tootsie, that's a good guess. That's
a slice of apple.
You can just leave. Don't hand out anything to
Don't go
kids.
To her house for
guys, I
Halloween.
Need to be...
Apple?
A candy corn.
Okay, what are you going to say?
What is the reveal, guys?
Sweethearts.
Good job, Will. You won this one.
Oh, sweet tarts. I didn't read the reading competition.
Very good, very good. Okay, now let's move on to this. This sounds terrifying. Would you want to spend 10 hours in a haunted house? You could win $1,000, so that's a bonus. Now, before you decide, you should know that McCammy Manor is not your typical haunted house.
Oh, no, it's not.
So before you step inside, you have to sign a 40-page waiver and get medically cleared by a doctor. You also have to pass a drug test, a background check, provide proof of insurance, be over the age of 18, and finish a 2-hour documentary showcasing every person who has failed the challenge in the last 2 years. So you gotta be knowing what you're signing up for. So far, nobody has made it all the way through. And people online say that the house is not what it seems. A petition with over 77,000 signatures claims the manor is actually a torture chamber.
What?
People are drugged and waterboarded. They're calling for the attraction to be shut down. The owner does deny these claims and told the Washington Post that no torture or illegal activities are part of this experience.
Yeah, I don't buy that, but...
Your next question, Carissa, is would you try this?
Yes, that sounds great, right?
Of course I wouldn't try this. If no person has ever got through, how...
How much would it cost for you?
It wouldn't cost anything. I have
$1 million.
Yeah, $1 million. You're just going to give me $1 million for trying it?
100%.
No, you have to get through.
You have to complete it.
$10
$1 million.
$1 million.
No, I wouldn't. Sure. I actually wouldn't.
But not for anything less than that.
I haven't watched a horror movie since I was about 14 and had sleepovers with my girlfriends at school. I would not put myself through 10 hours of that.
Listen,
But that's so many Burning Mans. $1 million is so many Burning Mans.
I'm with you. I don't watch scary movies. I don't go to scary mazes. I don't do haunted houses. I don't do any of that stuff.
Me either.
Because I'm terrified of them. However, I'll do almost anything for $1 million.
You would do what? You'd be waterboarded?
I'm not gonna get waterboarded. They're not gonna waterboard.
They're not gonna kill me.
Something happens in that not one person. It's actually, you said that you win 1,000. I think it's like 10 or 20,000 that you get if you can get through.
Well, I'm upping it to $1 million. But, I think you need to be paid more.
But if you can, like, if it's so bad that people can't get through it, and thousands of people have tried it. You know.
Maybe you're stronger than
the
rest. Yeah,
maybe those are just some weak-willed people.
Stronger than the rest. You could get through for $1 million.
You can do it, Melanie.
You know I've lived in a haunted house before.
No,
I told you guys.
Exactly. You would be able
fuzzy.
To shut it all off, go into your meditative
exactly.
state.
Exactly.
And just keep the peace.
I think you should do it.
I'm absolutely not.
No, I think you should.
Okay, well, we're
going to
work on
getting that. I had to be hypnotized because I'm phobic of elevators. Think how I'd be in a haunted house.
How did that work?
It was fine.
You did what?
I was hypnotized to get over my phobia of elevators.
So what did you do before you were hypnotized?
I lived in England.
Did you just only take the stairs?
Yes.
That would suck like this building because we're on the 30th floor. That's a lot of stairs. We're reading your thoughts on our story so far. Robin has some thoughts on narcissism. She says narcissists never think they do anything wrong, so they don't feel badly about themselves. Kind of like Teflon. Nothing sticks to them. Elle says, as an empath, I am always attracting narcissists and sociopaths. Eeks. Sorry. And on when you're too old to stop trick-or-treating, sex after divorce, says, I don't worry about the age thing. I have always been a very tall, I've always been very tall, and people always thought that I was older than I really was. So if you are dressed up and polite, you get candy at my house.
Yeah.
True. Yeah, politeness.
I mean, yeah, like I said, I'm so weak. I'd be like,
yeah, I'm still
going to
hand them out. Yeah, of course.
But in the back of my head, I'd be like, annoyed.
As soon as I close the door, I'm going to judge.
And I'm going to talk. Yeah, me too. All right, up next, monster mixologist Chef Attila is here to help us stir up some spooky cocktails. But before we go to break, some more precious pets and costumes.
My favorite part of the show now.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, so you may be hosting a big Halloween party tonight, and maybe you've been put on the drink duty. So here to show us some spooky cocktails is Chef Attila.
Oh, thanks a lot.
I am so excited. This all looks so amazing.
Yes, yeah, so okay. we got a lot of great cocktails, and they just happen to be kind of spooky because we're doing a lot of smoke, a lot of liquid nitrogen.
Yes.
Very cool.
So we're featuring these all the time at the restaurant, but specifically tonight, I think these are going to be really great if you come in.
Okay, I love it.
So here we've got a virgin drink for you.
Okay. Thank you.
And we're doing a little cotton candy action. It's called a cotton candy martini.
Ooh.
You're gonna splash up a little liquid nitrogen in here.
Wow. I can drink liquid nitrogen?
All right. Well, you'll see, it'll dissipate.
Okay.
A couple cotton candy rosettes.
Nice.
And let's shake up a cocktail for you.
Let's do it.
So this is gonna be pineapple juice, a little orange juice, fresh grapefruit juice.
Ooh,
okay.
That sounds so good.
Give it a good shake.
I love a mocktail.
Yeah.
I mean, I love a cocktail, to be real, but.
Sure.
All I can have right now.
These days, right?
You're all benched right, for a while.
And this will just nicely melt right in there.
Whoa.
Oh, that is
very
so
cool.
Cute.
Yeah. Very cool.
And top it off.
Oh, you guys.
So while you're doing this, if you're having a big Halloween party or any other party for that matter, and you want to do like a specialty cocktail, should you do a trial batch to dial in your recipe?
I think so, especially if you're going to host a good couple of people. You know, give it a taste first off, and then you can shake it as needed, you know, throughout the night.
Yeah.
We'll do that. We've got a...
Oh, my God, that's so good.
Is it good?
Isn't that good?
Yes, I love it. That's
all right,
good.
We got something for you, Cole.
Yeah, yeah. So I need booze. I need all.
So this, so this actually comes to the table.
Okay.
At the restaurant. This is called our Stairway to Heaven.
Okay.
You walk right up here, and actually, we've got a funky little video playing for you right there.
Oh, cool.
So let's shake this one up.
Let's do it.
I'm going to do a couple of strawberries. You want to shake this one?
Yeah, I'll do it.
All right.
Put him to work.
Let's do it. A couple of strawberries
Enough
for you.
Superman can do.
Some strawberries.
All right.
Some ice.
I've got this one batched as well because I wanted you to get busy. Go ahead and give that a good shake.
All right.
Nice.
Shake it up.
So this is the Barton Genie cocktail he's making?
That's right. So Barton Genie up here. You get this cute little presentation, comes with the lamp, comes with this, and then what we do at the restaurant is we make the smoke for you right before it comes out.
Yes.
Very cool.
Hits the
smoke
table.
Is the key.
Wow.
That's
it
what
is,
everybody
you know,
needs. And so how do you make the smoke one more time?
Particularly today. So that's actually just dry ice. You can pick it up at the local grocery store, et cetera. And, you know, it just makes for a really cool effect. It's cheap, it's fun. You can put it around
Looks
the house.
Great.
And you just pour water on it to make it smoke.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit of hot water, not too much, because
this
then the water cools
out over
too
here.
Quickly, and then it just,
okay.
Okay. It's too quickly. So let's make this Barton gin. You guys into it?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so we got equal parts.
That.
Yeah.
Wait, what did you make?
Am I supposed to strain it?
Let's strain it off. You're gonna enjoy this one real quick, and all then we're gonna make the genie together.
Here we go.
Okay, wait, what's he drinking again? I'm sorry.
So this is Stairway to Heaven right here.
Stairway to Heaven.
What do you think
of that
one?
Do you feel a little heavenly?
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah?
What
nice stiff cocktail, bright and early?
Yeah, no. I got a lot of work to do.
You
We're
do.
Gonna keep this going.
Yeah.
Give him the rest of that, and he's gonna rip that shirt off and be ready to be Superman for real.
All right, so let's whip up this genie here.
All right.
So we've got equal parts. Apple syrup, excuse me.
Okay.
Elderflower.
Elderflower.
Yeah,
now,
a little
where
elderflower
do you buy liqueur? Elderflower?
You get that at your liquor store.
Okay.
And lime juice.
Lime juice, freshly squeezed.
Yeah, oh yeah. You know it, it's important stuff.
Okay.
And then to that, we're gonna put two parts vodka.
Awesome.
All right. How much booze is too much booze to put in a batch cocktail
question.
At a party?
I think per person, If you want a real stiff one, you're going to go between like 2.5 ounces to 3 ounces of booze per person per cocktail.
Yeah.
You know, as to how many they're going to have, it's up to
them. That's up to them.
Yeah. All right, and then we got some really nice tea, a little Moroccan tea, like infused black tea. Wow. So actually, you're going to get a little kick of caffeine there too.
Okay, if I'm going to buy the Moroccan tea, get that at like a drugstore or not a drugstore, like a grocery store?
Yeah, grocery store.
Just any kind of Moroccan tea.
Yeah, brew it stiff that day, that morning.
Okay.
And you got a nice strong tea to go with that.
Okay.
It's really good. So let's get some.
Is there a way to take like regular cocktails, like a martini
I'm going to pour a little bit on it. Just a little bit.
And make them spooky if you want to do something like that?
Say it again?
Is there a way to take like a cocktail that you could get at any restaurant or any bar and make it spooky? Something like a Moscow Mule or a martini or something like that?
Yeah.
So I need your help. How do I do this?
Oh, okay. Here. We're going to go right now. We're going to use this guy right here.
Okay. Actually. What did I do?
By the way, Chris was like, I used to be a bartender.
For some reason,
all right, there we go.
Okay, now I got it. See, look at these skills. Maleficent still has it.
You're a pro.
Okay, so I can't drink this one, but you guys better chug it because I want to see.
We'll get it. Chug it. You got a strainer right there.
Yep.
Pop that thing.
I'm blaming the gloves, you guys. It's the gloves. I don't want to like.
Here's the trick. So when you get this stuck, hit it on the side that it's tilted.
Okay.
Right up against this thing here.
Boom.
And easy.
It's kind of like opening a can of biscuits.
Yeah, if you try to hit it on the opposite side, you're gonna be in struggle town the whole time.
All right, I love it.
All right, let's pour this off and have a sip, shall we?
All right,
let's do it.
These
are so cute. Okay, what's like the easiest cocktail to make if they don't feel like this looks a little overwhelming to them, but they want to do a cool cocktail? What's an easy one?
Yeah, you know, I'm a big fan of like sours. You know, just simple a simple syrup, a lime juice, and a good whiskey. Mm. Maybe a little egg white froth, so where you shake it dry. I think that's great.
Super simple egg white froth.
Yeah, no big deal. Separate the yolks. Go with them the egg white. No,
it's not that hard.
Do I look like Emerald? I'm not doing that.
You look like Superman, man.
Yeah. All right, you guys
taste
this
tall one here.
Yeah, let's do it.
And cheers.
Cheers, bud. Thank you.
Cheers. How is it?
It's really good.
Super
good. Oh, my,
good.
Yeah.
It's balanced. You get a little bit of the sweetness, the tea.
I love it. These are so fun.
Really
my
nice.
Cotton candy one is delicious. All right, thank you so much
and
for joining us.
My
cheers.
Pleasure.
Cheers.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
For more creative cocktails and fun food, you can check out Barton G in LA. But now check out these dogs and cats decked out for Halloween. We'll be right back with more Daily Pop.
This is really good.
We are back with What's in the Box Halloween edition. Now, Will and Melanie need to try to guess the creepy secret that is inside this box, okay? And you guys have to do it quickly, so don't take your time, all right? Now, box number one. Go ahead and put your hands in there, guys. Now, these are zombie.
Box number one.
Yep, these are zombie eyeballs, okay? But what are they technically? What do you really think it is?
A carrot or it's like a squash or something.
I'm gonna say carrot.
It's a squash. Put your fingernail into it.
It's a
or a sausage.
It's not helping. Can I pour it out?
Yeah, it is a dried apricot.
Oh no, it's not, it's a hot dog.
That is a hot dog. I don't know what happened. We got out of order apparently. Actually, witch's fingers. Sorry.
I said sausage.
All right, let's.
You also listed several other things that it could have.
That
been.
Looks so disgusting. Please put that away before I throw up. I can't handle that's that right now. Okay, so number two. Let's try it. Hopefully, this one's correct. I don't know.
You
put your hand in. I don't even want to guess what
number
it is.
Two.
We'll just see. What do you feel?
Something slimy?
This is tomatoes.
Yeah, this is a tomato.
So these are actually called vampire hairballs, okay?
No.
And tomato! Very good!
Hey, darlings, I think we might need. Yeah, carry on. Next one. Third.
This is not good for my pregnant nausea right now. Number three, put your hands in.
This one. Is pasta.
Pasta!
Yeah, what kind of pasta? I need a little more specific.
No, it's not fusilli.
These are boogeyman boogers.
Rigatoni. No, not rigatoni.
No, it's the swirly one. The swirly.
What's the swirly?
Fusilli.
No.
Fusilli pasta! Yes, you got it.
I'm sorry, I've got
it's
this
pesto.
Right. Every. Darling, that's a sauce on it. It's not the actual pasta.
Hold on, please don't
spinach.
Tell me that's a
I meant
pesto
to say
noodle.
Spinach.
Please don't tell me
it's
you thought
spinach.
That was a pesto noodle.
It's a
okay,
I just want to say, Will, I've beaten you on every single box.
They're tricolore.
Tricolore. Okay,
that's the color.
Here's your last one, you guys. Here's your last one.
You're
these
not
now are zombie eyeballs.
Okay.
What are the zombie eyeballs.
This is gonna be something sweet.
This is like an apricot or something.
Oh yeah, it's a dried apricot.
Yes, I think I gave you the answer earlier.
Who's good now?
A dried apricot, not apricot.
Anna Wintour is the winner!
Yeah!
Congratulations!
High five, Mel.
Thank you.
Okay, and now these smells need to get out of my face. Okay, coming up, Heidi Klum. Oh my God!
Jason.
No.
Yes,
no.
It is. It's Jason.
Oh, yes. It is.
That is a risky call to do to a pregnant woman.
You
that
knew.
Is a risky.
You knew we were doing this.
You knew. Nearly sent her into labor.
You haven't scared me at all. You didn't scare me at all.
Your wig's all messed up.
I am gonna wipe my.
We'll be right back.
I know you're like together. A real germaphobe, so now I'm gonna get you back by touching. You don't even know what's been in those boxes.
You don't know.
Dude.
You're off the air.
You guys been creepily hanging out back there this whole time.
It took 6 to 7 hours to get ready, but really, you know, on the day it takes a long time, but really there's a lot of prepping before. I had to try on all these jeans and had to get altered and find this jacket, make it dirty, had to have my fingers cast so that it all fits. Then I had to learn the dance. I mean, they're all professional dancers, so they learned that so quickly. For me, it took a really long time.
Wow. That was Heidi Klum back in 2017 at her annual Halloween party. She does it big,
yeah.
Like bigger than anyone every year. So what is she transforming into tonight? Well, Heidi's been dropping some clues on her Instagram. She also announced that she will allow people to watch her get ready live on 34th Street store of Amazon in New York City. There she is getting dolled up into something.
Wow, look at that.
I'm like, I have no idea what she's going to
That's
be.
That's cool.
In the years past, you know, Heidi's dressed up as Princess Fiona from Shrek. She had she had Tom dress up as well. Shrek. Sorry, Jessica Rabbit, she did. That was so good. Cleopatra. Yeah. Where's Cleopatra? Oh, and Betty Boop. The list goes on. Okay, so it's the 20th anniversary of her iconic Halloween party. So, any guesses to what she might be doing?
They've said to glue her eyes, glue her mouth as well. They're gonna glue her eyes shut.
What? That's not a good idea.
I feel like that was an exaggeration.
No, though. Honestly, that was
I don't
a
think they were literally.
Makeup artist, I'm telling you.
Glue her eyes shut, Heidi.
It's just
Halloween.
Yeah, but I feel like that latex mask right there. If that's from this year, there's eye holes there.
I don't glue
your eyes and your mouth shut.
That doesn't
sound great. I have no idea. I have no clue.
Honestly, you can't ever predict what she's gonna
be. It's impossible.
It's always something amazing. So cannot wait to see. All right, well, today may be Halloween, but a lot of people have been celebrating all week long. Let's take a look at some of the best celeb costumes we've seen so far. Let's start with Ciara, okay? She dressed as Queen Bee, and then she had her man, Russell Wilson, take on Jay-Z from their Ape Shit music video.
And the Obamas are behind them in the picture. It's so good.
Yeah, that's great.
So good. I loved her whole outfit head to toe. I wanted to buy that suit. I'm like, that is the cutest thing. Jessica Biel dressed up as her hubby, Justin Timberlake, and JT was the microphone that even got some
That's
of
good.
Their friends involved in a group costume.
That's really good.
Amazing.
And he teased her and he said, this is what happens whenever you didn't grow up listening. You admit that on live television, you did not listen to NSYNC growing up. So that was her punishment.
NSYNC then, yeah.
And I was trying to think, do you think that's actually Justin's old costume? Old outfit?
Oh. I'm sure.
Yeah.
The real that's a good
deal.
Thought. Probably.
Newlyweds, Nicki Minaj and Kenneth Petty were Harley Quinn and the Joker.
Nice.
So cute.
Harley
Quinn's the best thing to dress up as. It's always so cute and
fun.
Timeless. Yeah. Lisa Rinna. Okay. Bow down, Lisa. You did so good. Bringing back J-Lo's iconic Grammys look.
So good. I wish I'd thought of that, although it might be a bit risque for
morning
for daytime TV. Yeah.
No, it's fine. Get away with anything around here.
But just to be J-Lo for an hour would feel great.
I mean, I was really impressed. That dress is perfect. She did such a good job.
She did.
Kevin Hart, I also loved this one. He recreated The Rock.
That's really funny.
That's so good.
A lot of people go as The Rock, and The Rock retweets a lot of them. He seems to really love it.
Oh my God.
I
love it. Stormy dressed up as her mom, Kylie, at the 2019
Oh my God.
Gosh.
Amazing.
I'm dying. Oh my gosh. That's just the cutest thing I've seen all day. Ashley Graham brought her heat with as Jessica Rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
Sexy.
Looking good.
Sexy, sexy. And then we have Gabrielle Union with Bring It On Throwback with her daughter.
That is adorable.
Aww. See, that's the best.
Her daughter looks like, what am I doing here? Why am I doing
so
this?
Cute.
Oh, my own costume.
Then we had Nina Dobrev. She stepped out as Billie Eilish. Billie Eilish would be a popular costume this year, yeah. I bet. That's cute. And then lastly, Kate Beckinsale kept it classy, channeling Audrey Hepburn's Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Oh, nice.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I love it. Total win. Total win. Okay.
That's a good classic one, too.
And now it's time for the real stars, you guys. Mm-hmm. Your pets. Celebrating Halloween. Stick around for more Daily Pop right after this. We'll be right back.
Did you dress your dog up?
Oh my God.
I had zero reaction to Jason.
I got scared, and they actually warned me that he was coming.
You got warned?
Yes, because they were like, you're pregnant, so like, don't freak out. And I was like, oh, okay, and then I freaked out.
He's been doing this stuff since like 2005. Now it's just like white noise.
All right, so the numbers are in, guys. Comparitech.com crunched the data and published the most popular Halloween movies for each state. Here in California, the winner is the 1997 Japanese animated thriller, Perfect Blue. Mm. Okay. Places like Texas, Rhode Island, and Colorado all preferred scary movies about their own states.
Oh,
bunch of narcissists.
The Shining was made in Colorado. Very,
all right,
very scary.
Before we go, I gotta show you guys my little ducky.
Aww.
He's gonna be a duck for Halloween, and we gotta see Will's little
and
girl.
I just got that from my wife right there. She's Megan Rapinoe, captain of the U.S. women's soccer team.
I love it. Happy Halloween, everyone. Have a great day. We'll see you
tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
Happy Halloween.
Thanks for listening to the podcast edition of Daily Pop. Remember, we've got a new episode every day. Make sure to subscribe and have a great rest of your day.